Today on Garage Talk with your host EVK, we are going to be talking about, again, the scandals that are happening with the Liberal Party and the ousting of female Liberal representatives because they just aren't towing the party line. They aren't listening to the Liberal Party and Justin Trudeau, who so happens to say he's a feminist when in fact he is a globalist. So let's get down to it. I'm going to talk to you guys about different things that are happening. Today, I just so happened to be looking at a few things that just blew my mind, and I think it is paramount that we begin to talk about these things and address these things and speak out about these very things. Now, some people may think this is pretty crazy, but a convicted terrorist, that's right, convicted terrorist, Omar Khadr, was invited to a CBC show. Now, this in itself is absolutely disgusting and repugnant. Why anybody would want to invite a terrorist who killed an American and more than gladly went out to persecute Christians as well as anyone who just doesn't agree with their ideology, the amount of killing, the decapitations, you name it, this guy was a part of it. In fact, he created IEDs, and you've got to be thinking to yourself, I mean, this guy had a decapitated hand on a rope and he was parading it around like it was his birthday. And yet, here is this guy now who's been rewarded by Canada with this huge amount of money, 10 point some odd million dollars, and he is considered by CBC a hero. If anyone in their right mind who lives in Canada who isn't being brainwashed by the amount of fake news that's out there, you've got to understand that this is simple. You are rewarding evil with supposed good. You're saying, yeah, okay, so you killed people, so you did it for the sake of going against Canada, going against freedom, democracy, etc. But we're going to reward you. We're going to reward you with a lot of money. And then after, once you get out, we're going to gladly bring you on TV shows and parade you around like a super awesome hero. I mean, this is so beyond disgusting and repugnant why anybody would stand in defense of this. But of course, I have debated numerous times online with many over-the-top extreme liberals who I believe, in my opinion, have become extremists. And they defend this. They say, well, Stephen Harper's the one that did this. Stephen Harper's the one that's involved in this. Stephen Harper had this. You know, that's giving half-truths, and that's giving, it's being very disingenuous, because when you know the context of what really happened, you start to really understand what's at play here. And what's really at play here is globalism. What we have going on here is something of a horrendous debacle. And it's being perpetrated as this altruistic, righteous thing that, hey, we're above everybody else in the world. We know how to reform ISIS people. We know how to be the most loving and agreeing and the most welcoming individuals on the planet Earth. Well, you know, that failed miserably when Germany decided to welcome Islamic people in droves instead of trying to understand that potentially many will not basically learn to adapt to the culture, learn to embrace new culture behaviors, etc., and all the while keeping some of their own culture. But what instead happens is, often is the case, is that Islam, it becomes very subjugative and it becomes a dominant extremist voice. And this is not to say that all Islamic people are evil. Now, that's an absurd statement. Every human being has the potential for doing something evil. But as a collective group, Islam has been extremely dangerous, and it has a propensity to want to go extreme. And what's odd is that if you look in every single country where there has been extremism, where there has been persecution, you will see Islam on the side of that dominating persecution. Why? It's because the Quran clearly speaks of subjugating others, making them pay the tax, and then also causing harm. I know people personally who have been, who refused to become, who were Christian, who used to be Muslim, and they were called infidels, and they were raped, they were abused, they were beaten and humiliated. And this is something that has been going on and on and on in these countries. But for some reason, in Western culture, we try to pontificate and we try to say, hey, we're above all this and we can change people. We can make a difference. We can do so many amazing things. We need to accept every culture and every human being. Well, you know what? The ideology or the concept should be really simple. Accept the human, but refuse to accept the evil that may be underlining if it is there to cause subversive behavior. You see, Sharia law is extremely subversive, and in fact, it is directly against democracy. So why anybody would allow Sharia law in any form of any little direction it is going. We see it in the States, we have cultural jihad going on, we have it in Canada. It is being pushed ad nauseum, and the false narratives, people are getting tired of it. People are getting tired of these narratives that imply or suggest that, hey, look, we're just peaceable people. Why do people keep victimizing us? Why do people come after us? Why do this shtick or this storyline narrative of being victimized is getting old, because the facts are in, the numbers are in. Christians are the most persecuted people on the face of the earth right now. It's at its all-time high. Christians are being killed all over the world. In fact, we can even go to Sri Lanka and we can see the absolute barbarism that has happened. And yet the controlled narrative that's trying to be given out to the masses through CBC and many others is that, hey, you know, look, this is an isolated event. This is this. But you know, it after a while, it doesn't work because the numbers are in. You're seeing Islamic groups, and we're talking about a minority in Sri Lanka that went out and attacked another minority and used weapons, used bombs, and killed innocent children. That's over 20 innocent children who are worshiping at a church. And then, of course, we have numerous adults that were killed. It was huge. It was a massacre. And yet here we're being told that somehow, hey, you know, look, this is a rare incident. No, this is something that's is boiling up over and over and over all across the world, because there is a belief in the Quran that they need to usher in the Messiah, their Messiah, or their Imam, or their final Imam. And that person that they believe they're going to usher in, it doesn't matter how you usher it in, as long as you do. And that could be through persecution, that could be through death, violence, because you see the Quran, the Quran implies this and encourages this. There are ad nauseum of verses that discuss this. But remember that for me as a conservative, as a Christian as well, I want people to know that you've got to separate the ideology from the person in one way. And the fact is this, is that God loves every single human being. God loves every human. But we also have to put in context that some people, their sole intention and purposeful aggression towards the innocent should never be tolerated. And yet, we have this narrative in Canada through the fake news, which is just as bad as CNN. And by the way, their viewing numbers have tanked miserably in the States. It is so bad. because people are tired of this fake narrative. And here we are in Canada, and we're all starting to wake up, and we're starting to say, what the heck's going on? Why is everything going up? Why is the prices going up? Why is it that we are seeing time and time again violence occurring to Canadians, violence happening around the world, and everything being silenced, being put in a little box with a fake narrative, and we're supposed to just hook, line, and sinker, buy this, agree with it, and carry on. Well, let me tell you, number one, the Liberals are so corrupt that they decided that they're going to fire the people investigating the corruption with the Liberals. And not only that, they're going to replace the prosecution so that they can get away with any crime, anytime, anywhere. So Justin Trudeau is telling the Canadian people he owns the justice system and you can't do anything about it, because that's how globalists think. They're extremely elite, they believe they have all the connections, and nothing can change that. In fact, Justin Trudeau said this: the very concept of a nation founded by European settlers is offensive to me. Old stock white Canadians are an unpleasant relic, and quite frankly, replaceable, and we will replace them. That's Justin Trudeau's statement. That is a war against this type and this group of people. Now, if you just switch those words around, if you were to take European out of it and Canadians out of it, let's just change the wording and let's state it for what is the intention. And you'll get what I'm saying in a second here. It says, the very concept of a nation founded by Jewish settlers is offensive to me. Old stock white Jews are an unpleasant relic and quite frankly replaceable, and we will replace them. Now, when you see it in that kind of a context, you start to see, wait a minute, this is extremism. This is a form of extremism. And that is what Justin Trudeau is, and that's what the Liberal Party has become. They've morphed in, they were voted in, supposedly voted in, which we can go even deeper and say that Soros was involved and tampered with the voting process, inspired and colluded and corrupted and influenced politics. And he played extremely dirty, put tons of money into Canada. And Justin Trudeau had no problem going with pay for play with the Clinton Foundation. And then put all this through, and guess what? Amazingly enough, Justin Trudeau gets in. And then when he gets in, instantly he wages war on Canadians. He wages war on our freedoms. He wages war on our common sense, our respectability, our integrity, our kindness. And instead, what he does is he politicizes everything and he polarizes everything, and he accuses all the Canadians of being racist. So he goes out, stirs the pot, burns massive brush fires everywhere he goes, and then wants Canadians to run around like chickens with their heads cut off and never really know what's going on. That's globalism, you see. Obama did the very same thing. Obama did this, and it was a common tactic. And anytime you disagree, anytime you talk about something that where it is needing logic, and you question that those statements by the Liberal Party or those in opposition to Canadians, who at this point it's the Liberal Party, they have converted to an extremism, a cult-like mentality, and here they are accusing any Canadian. You, doesn't matter who you are, they'll call you a racist. If you're black and you're Canadian and you're standing up for Canada, they'll call you a racist. If you're Jewish, they'll call you a racist. If you are just a devoted Canadian veteran who cares about the freedom of Canada, you are a racist. There's no boundaries to their illogical way of going after people. And of course, they use the words, often the case, when you really challenge Islam, or for that matter, anything that has any radical ideology attached to it. But for this case, I'm giving the example of Islam. Islam, they will say, oh, you're Islamophobic. Suddenly there's a phobia that's involved. Well, Islamophobia was invented by Islam, and it is to basically, it's a gag order. It's to silence people from using logical thinking, and especially Canadians. You know, Canadians don't want to be lumped in as some kind of prejudicial, rude, ignoramus, that you know, supposed white supremacist, all this garbage, which is just name calling, and it's just a gag order to stop people from thinking, to logically question the government that is above them, and to say, why are you guys supporting ISIS members? Why are you rewarding ISIS members with citizenship? Why are you giving money to terrorists? We know that terrorism funnels their money for further terrorist acts, but Canada doesn't care. I would have rather had a party member, I don't care if it was liberal or whatever, if they had given the money to Qadar, but they had done it reluctantly, and they had fought the entire way to make sure that Qadar got the least amount of money possible. But that's not how it went. Justin Trudeau dived headlong into this and gladly gave the money to the terrorist individual who perpetrated horrendous acts. And yet, here we are as Canadians, and we're being fed in the news that amazing how Qadar is this phenomenal hero. And of course, through CBC, who's been bought and paid for by the Liberal Party, they are flipping out at the rebel media for calling them out on their behavior and the offensive take that the offensive stand that they've taken. The fact that they're trying to put this Qadar fellow as a, you know, I don't know, up on a mantle of glory is disgusting. And to imagine that Canadians somehow think, some Canadians, I'm not saying all Canadians, but some Canadians actually think this is worthy of a clap, this is worthy of praise, this is worthy of, wow, CBC, you're really ahead of the game. You're so far ahead of the game, you don't care about facts. All you care about is narrative, like CNN has done, and we've seen that happen in the States where the Russian collusion has collapsed miserably. And yet, here we are in Canada, and we're still trying to play catch up to figure out maybe a lot of these media outlets are full of it, and they have only one narrative, and that's globalization. And that is to take away the identity of Canada, to impose a new one world order, a new one world religion, and to basically cause Canadians, or to push Canadians in a certain direction that Canadians do not want to go. Canadians value their identity as Canadians, and they want to keep it Canadian, just as much as Americans who care about their country want to keep America American. And here we are in Canada being horribly influenced and being publicly shamed and mocked, ridiculed for crazy stuff. In fact, I was debating a fellow the other day, and he went on to say that he was calling every conservative a Nazi. He actually believed this, and there are a few out there that think this way. They actually believe that conservatives, because they're standing up to the liberals, they are Nazis. See, that's labeling. If you stand up to something and you're trying to use logic, and somehow you're being shamed, publicly shamed and labeled, suddenly every liberal who is crazy hellbent on just following the line of emotional rhetoric instead of using logic, they will try to shame you, and they'll try to silence you with that shame. Well, get used to it. If you want to be a person that loves truth and adheres to facts and wants truth to prevail at all costs, then get used to the name calling, get used to the labels, get used to being insulted, get used to being mocked, because it is the common thing that occurs when you oppose evil, when you oppose that which wishes to find your, that wishes for you to have a major downfall. They want to see you fall, they want to see you crumble. And I'm not using fear-mongering. What I'm talking about is facts. They do not like democracy in Canada, and we're seeing this happen all over the place. Now, I'm going to talk to you about something that I've, on my wall, or on my posts, I've elaborated on this quite often. I'm quite constant about this. I like to stick to facts and try to present the best to Canadians about what's going on. Here's a great quote from Benjamin Franklin. It says, war is when the government tells you who the bad guy is. Revolution is when you decide for yourself. That is profound. And a guy that I really do like a lot, Imam Tahiri. The guy has some great stuff. And he's a Muslim. And he speaks out against radical Islam. And I tell you, I think this guy is just brilliant. And he says, if suicide bombing was a shortcut to paradise, whoever convinced you would have blown himself up before you. So basically saying, if he's trying to convince you to go blow yourself up for a whole bunch of virgins in paradise, he's saying, how come he hasn't done it? How come these people haven't gone out and blown themselves up? Because they don't believe it. What they do believe is causing terror because they want to inflict pain and hatred and harm and sorrow and grieving. And this is the party line. Now, there was recently in Alberta, I mean, I'm absolutely ecstatic about this, but Jason Kenney basically was victorious. I mean, we're talking landslide. And it was glorious, to say the least. And I'm going to read you a little segment, and this is just brilliant altogether. And it's by Jonathan Van Maren. It says, it is a good morning for Alberta and a good morning for Canada. Premier Rachel Notley's accidental NDP government has been booted out of office, with Jason Kenney's United Conservative Party taking 63 seats and reducing the NDP to a mere 24. It is worth noting that Jason Kenney's achievement here has been an incredible one, going as he did from being a federal MP, securing the leadership of the Alberta Progressive Conservatives, achieving a union of the PCs and the Wild Rose Party, and then running for and winning the leadership of the new Conservative Party before leveling the left-wing opposition and becoming Premier of Alberta. Kenney is quite simply one of the most successful politicians in the English-speaking world. That is a huge, huge statement to be said. Now, to put this in context, people, Jason Kenney went against massive opposition and a huge smearing campaign. And not only that, if you really look at what's going on right now, and it's so crazy because it's mirroring what happened with Donald Trump. People are desperately trying to smear Kenney, Jason Kenney's appearance, his, you know, whatever, it, just his persona, everything about him. And they're trying to cause a dissension, and they want to do almost the same thing as with the Russian collusion with Donald Trump. Bring up a whole bunch of fake accusations, try to smear him, try to hinder him from pursuing an active role. And of course, all of this stuff is funded. And, these guys are playing as dirty can get. And it's never a surprise. It honestly isn't. Now, here's something else that came across my desk about some information. Let me just look at this article here. Now, I'm going to just share with you a tweet that I thought was brilliant. First off, Dinesh D'Souza had an amazing statement. He said, the Sri Lanka death toll is now over 200, and of course it has escalated up to 300. It involves multiple churches, a far worse terrorist attack than the one in New Zealand. Yet this is a terrorist attack against Christians. Where's the unceasing wall-to-wall coverage that we got on the New Zealand attacks? So this is about bringing context. It's about bringing some sobriety to what is happening. When it involves Christians, the news is almost silent. And I mean comparative. When you look at what happens when something happens to Islamic people, it is massive, massive scale of news. When the hijab hoax happened, there was huge news all over the place. And then here we are, we have Christians being murdered, and then what happens? The news is so, it is sad as to the coverage on this that this very thing that's happening all over the world. Christians are being murdered. We are talking at an alarming rate, people. Anyways, I wanted to get this update for you guys and to encourage you to understand that what we are dealing with is a lot of corruption in Canada. We're dealing with a lot of issues. I also want to give a few little information pieces. You guys can go check this out. There's a fantastic page called co2coalition.org. And of course, this is for all those who are questioning global warming. And it's run by a whole bunch of scientists, very reputable scientists, and the co-founder of Greenpeace. And it's basically challenging the narrative that's being pushed in the media 24/7. And of course, that narrative has got the liberals drooling because they love the idea of saying, hey, let's do a CO2, let's do a carbon tax. And of course, that carbon tax literally has nothing to do with Canadians. When you look at who are the true perpetrators are China. And yes, even in the States, it's quite high in the sense of pollution, but China is by far in the lead. And yet, for some reason, Canadians are being charged and punished for this. All it is a money grab. It's a tax grab. And this is just to make sure that they can pull every bit of money they can out of your pockets, because what's happened is they're throwing so much money out into the global economy or global world to fund abortions, to fund murdering babies, and to support terrorism, and many of these places where this money is being poured out to, we're talking about the top terrorist haven leading countries of the world. And you go look at how much the Liberal Party is pushing. How much the Liberal Party is putting this money through, and how much they're donating—it is shocking, and it's almost all to terrorist haven countries. You've got to be asking yourself, what is wrong with this picture? I'm going to leave you with this very interesting statement. Hold on a sec here. Let me just scroll down here. I got something else that's kind of important that I would like to post here. Trudeau has been basically running ads. Trudeau and the SNC goons have been running ads, sexist ads, against Jody Wilson-Raybould. Of course, they want to expose her, they want to discredit her, they want to shame her, and say, if you're going to screw with us, we're going to hurt you. You're going to regret doing what you did to us. And that is where we are. On a small note, I want to say a praise report for Mark Warwa. He was a Langley MP out in Langley, BC, but he was a great MP. And this guy was diagnosed with, I think it was a pancreatic cancer. But he asked the public to pray for him and to intervene on his behalf, and he has now been stated, like, because he was told he was, he had only a short period of time to live, and now that has disappeared. They're giving him a very high chance of a long life. They're going to do an operation on his bowels, or intestines, So this is phenomenal, people. This is an absolutely phenomenal thing that's happened. So I just wanted to share that with you. And last but not least, I just want to challenge you to look at the narratives that are coming out in the politosphere, as you want to call it, of Canada, and take notice that terrorist acts are always kind of played down. It's like, well, you know, that's rare. This is rare. I want you to take notice of those things because it's a narrative and it's there to say, hey, stop looking at this. Stop looking at this. And of course, you know, we saw that in Germany. We saw that in France. And then look what happened. France kept sidelining it, kept trying to be super uber politically correct. And now they're dealing with nightmares about no-go zones, about terrorist acts happening all over, churches being burned. There's just ad nauseum of stuff that's occurring that's just...